Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea launched another missile over Japan early today, just days after the UN imposed additional sanctions on Pyongyang for conducting its sixth nuclear test. The missile was launched from the capital and flew over the Japanese island of Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the international community needs to come together, send a clear message to North Korea that it is threatening world peace with its provocations. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the latest missile launch a reckless act by the North Koreans. On a visit to storm-ravaged U.S. state of Florida, President Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned through the state.
Well, we love the people of Florida, and they went through something that I guess the likes of which we could really say nobody's ever seen before. They've never seen a category like this coming because it came in really at a five. All you have to do is look at what happened in the Keys. But we love these people. And we're going to be back, and we're going to help. And the job that everybody has done in terms of first responder and everybody has been incredible.
There were at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida before that in the Caribbean, where dozens died and devastation was widespread. An American citizen, that is, fighting for the Islamic State in Syria is in U.S. custody now after surrendering to coalition-backed Syrian fighters. U.S. Defense Department has detained the American as a known enemy combatant. They also said that they will continue to pursue Islamic State fighters regardless of nationality. This is VOA News. Islamic